You're listening to V for Vertigo, episode 19.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to V for Vertigo. The one and only podcast on Vertigo Comics, because everything else is just picture books. Now, unlike every other podcast, where the hosts have known each other for years and years and have similar interests and personalities, we don't. I'm Mark Johnson, and with me, as always,
here's Johnny.
I'm Jonathan.
And every fortnight, we pick two trades and discuss, analyze, summarize, spoil, and argue over them. We also talk about whatever the hell we feel like, and I tend to talk a bit of shit, but only in jest. This week's picks are Crossing Midnight, Cut Here, and The Sandman, The Doll's House. That was a rough start. How's it going, Jonathan?
Yeah, pretty good.
Alright.
How are you?
I'm fucking tired, man. I won't go back to sleep. I won't sleep in for once, man.
If you'd quit twittering at 5 in the morning, you know, you might be able to get some sleep.
I get off. I don't go to bed till like 4 in the morning. Yeah, man. I get off. I work nights, dude. That's how it goes. And then the Truman Show being on didn't help. That's a good movie, man.
That's all right.
I think it's Jim Carrey's best role. Non-comedic, mind you.
Well, he's only done 2, and one of them was terrible, so it's not really saying much.
Well, what was the other one?
The Majestic.
He's done more. He's done... what's that one movie? Fucking blanking. What else? He did the number 23.
Oh. That one.
I thought that was all right.
That wasn't bad.
He did something else that I'm blanking on. Oh, Eternal Sunshine.
That's a comedy though.
I have it in my stack to borrow, and I haven't got around to it.
It's really good.
So I hear. I also hear Slumdog Millionaire is pretty good, and The Wrestler.
It is.
I'll get around to one of these days. Man, I got the NBA playoffs. I can't be watching TV except sports these days. What else? He must have done more serious stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
What would you consider Man on the Moon?
I guess that's serious. It's only funny because it's about a comedian.
Yeah. Liar, Liar. I think actually Liar, Liar is his best overall work. His best movie. Liar, Liar. Yeah. Although, Once Bitten, I rather enjoyed. But it's not his best.
Never even heard of that.
I think it was like his first or one of his first movies. It's an 80s movie, and he's a virgin. And there's vampires, and she needs a virgin. I forgot for what reason. And she wants to, and she's starting to make him a vampire, and she needs a virgin for something. I don't know. Oh, I guess because virgin blood's better. It's
to keep her eternal beauty.
There you go.
According to IMDb.
it's not a bad movie. I mean, it's a fucking 80s movie. What do you expect? Yeah.
With no one in it. Jim Carrey is the biggest name in this.
Oh, at the time, he wasn't. He was a nobody.
Yeah, at the time.
Fuck. I wish I remembered the girl, his girlfriend in the movie.
Lauren Hutton.
Yeah, she's pretty big. Does he end up marrying her in real life?
I don't think so.
Thinking of a different... No, no, not Lauren Hutton. She's the vampire. His girlfriend. Whatever, who cares? Why are we talking about a shitty 80s movie? Because I watch a lot of shit movies. And then before the Truman Show, Good Will Hunting was on. In fact, Good Will Hunting was on before I started recording. And then I found out the NBA playoffs are on, so fuck movies. Yeah. You don't watch sports, huh?
I used to. I don't anymore. I don't really care anymore.
Ironically, the Truman Show is on now. why don't you... I don't... It's all about sports, man.
Not really. It's like I go to the occasional sports game, like to watch it live, but I got better things to do than watch it on TV.
Play video games,
among other things.
You don't get the drama. I mean, there's a lot of drama in NBA playoffs. You don't get it in any other sport. Especially baseball. Baseball fucking sucks. Who can watch baseball?
It's boring. It's much better live than it is on TV.
It's fucking boring live, too, man.
Well, compared to like a basketball or a hockey game, yeah, but at least they have stuff to keep you entertained somewhat.
What do they have? We got nothing. I used to watch every sport growing up until all three of them had strikes. And then I just stopped watching. I haven't gotten back into baseball. Because it's just like... This is bad, man. It was better if they all did steroids. And then you get home runs. But I actually preferred pitching. Because, you know, I like the pitchers. I like short games and watching people strike out. But nowadays you get like four pitchers per game. Well, you guys are soft. And then that runs average of an ERA of 5 is good, or 4. I'm like, really? 5 or 4? Those used to suck, but that's the way it goes these days. Oh, and apparently the Lakers are considering starting Lamar Odom over Andrew Bynum. You don't care about that, but I just figured I'd just throw that out there.
I don't.
Yeah. But, you reading anything interesting? Any vertigo interesting stuff?
Not really. I just recently got most of the rest of Sandman, so I'm working on that. I think I'm reading trade 8 right now, I think.
I said non-vertigo stuff, man.
That's all I'm reading right now, though.
Okay.
I read the Joker hardcover. That was pretty good.
I kind of want to get that, but...
I think I already mentioned this, but I read the second part of All-Star Superman recently. I don't remember if I talked about that or not. But that was pretty good.
Take your word for it. I'm almost done with the Exiles. The old one. Yeah. Two more.
Are you reading the new one?
Nah, I'm going to stop when I get to trade 16. So like 2 more trades to go. Because I heard the new one sucks.
The one that just started?
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
I heard a good thing about it, so I don't know. The last couple of trades have been rather shit when they were chasing around Proteus from the House of M. That's rubbish. But the last trade is pretty good. They got back on track, so we'll finish it out.
They got Chris Claremont off of it. Oh, I don't remember who
they got it off of it. Okay.
I don't remember who they put in. Who's writing it now? But whoever it was is a good writer. Let's see if I can find this.
Maybe. We'll see. No, I don't want to pick up. It kind of, once you know the mystery behind the time broker, kind of ruins it. I mean, it rapidly goes downhill. But
It's Jeff Parker, who's the guy who wrote the X-Men First Class Forever. But it's see, the new team is Scarlet Witch, Beast, Forge, Polaris, and Black Panther, like all alternate versions or whatever, and Blink, and then Worf is the new Time Broker.
Oh. No, it doesn't sound interesting at all. I just read Guardians of the Galaxy, and I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. It's kind of like they're rehashing old Starlin lines. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing, because Starlin's not writing it. They're rehashing, like, the Church of the... whatever. You read the first trade, right? Didn't you say you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Church of... well, Universal Church of Light or something.
The Scientologist, basically.
Well, no, that church was what... they even mentioned it, that Warlock ruled it when he was the Magus. And I was like, oh, we did this storyline. I thought it was wiped out. Because, you know, Gamora, she was originally not created, but trained to kill Warlock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when Thanos, because the church wiped out her people in the future, Thanos took her, trained her, because I guess the Magus can sense her, and then enhanced her. He was like her dad. And then it took Thanos, Warlock, and Gamora to stop the Magus in an alternate future, and they succeeded. It's very... she seems like a slut. I don't know why. I like her and everything. I'm like, you see, she's all talking about her lovers, which sucked, because she actually loved Adam, and then now she just seems like she fucked him. I'm like, wow. That doesn't really seem right. It's not the same. Yeah, Warlock is weird. Doesn't work without Thanos, I don't think. But hey.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the Marvel cosmic characters apart from like what was in that first trade. Like, I knew who Thanos is and like Silver Surfer and Galactus and those guys, but not most of the others.
Oh, he missed it. I don't know. This is alright. Annihilation's a lot better than this Guardians, but I might stick to it. I like the raccoon. Guy, Rocket Raccoon. He's pretty funny.
I've been thinking of getting Annihilation. Now that it's come out in trade.
It's good. It's good, man.
Every time I have like a 30% off coupon for Borders, whatever, they don't have the first one, so I end up getting something else.
I'm not even sure if you need the first one. Because if I remember, the first one, a lot of it's filled with the crossovers. Like Drax's 4-issue mini and various other characters, their 4-issue mini. And maybe, I'm not sure how much of the main title it's sealed with. It might not start till the second trade. The actual main title. Yeah. I miss Dumb Drax. I miss the watch. I miss Where's Pip? I'm still waiting for Pip. God damn it. I have no idea who I'm talking about.
Nope.
Well, if you replace Rocket Raccoon with a little troll who smoked a lot and made rude comments about chicks, he'd get that character. Basically, comic relief guy, but he could teleport, or at least he used to be able to.
I like Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, I like him, but look, I miss Moondragon. Oh man, I don't know why. Whatever. Have I been reading anything else of note? Nah, that's it. Oh, yeah. The Filth is huge, man. I got that in. It's like a Bible.
It's like 12 issues, isn't it?
Oh, fuck if I know. How thick is it here? I got it on my stack next to me. It's almost an inch. So it's over half an inch. It's like 3/4 of an inch. Oh, yeah. But, All right. Any other randomness you want to talk about?
I watched more of Battlestar.
Where are you up to?
I'm halfway through the third season. I really liked like the first three episodes or so when they were on the planet.
Yeah.
Like in rebelling against the Cylons.
And then it goes downhill from there, man.
Yeah.
Stop now, I'm telling you. Just stop now. It's kind of, I kind of glad I missed most of those episodes, because that was when I moved. And I was like, wow. But then I went back and watched a couple of them, and I was like, wow, I wish I didn't see them. But
I was glad they got rid of Ty's wife. She got on my nerves every time she showed up. Now if they just get rid of Starbuck, things would be good.
Well, you know how it ends, don't you?
Yeah. That doesn't make me hate Starbuck any less, though.
I thought of characters. That's alright. She's not my favorite. The best character is clearly Baltar. Up until, you know, you leave the planet. Then he goes shit.
I still like Baltar.
Oh.
Ty is growing on me, and I still like Chief.
Well, but by the end of the series, it's all about Ty. That's kind of hard to like Chief when... did they show that episode yet? I don't remember.
What episode?
Well, there's like something where you don't... where you start to not like Chief. Because he does some stuff.
The one where he like beats the crap out of Kelly?
Yeah, I guess they did show it. Yeah, it's kind of like Ant-Man. You're like, oh...
Yeah, but he was like asleep when he did it, though.
There's no excuse, man.
She's obviously over it. She had his kid. I mean,
I don't really like her though as a character myself.
I like her better than I like the Asian chick.
That's not about the Asian chick. She's hot.
I liked the Asian chick at first, but once she was revealed to be a Cylon, and then they refused to kill her, it's just getting ridiculous. That's my biggest problem. They know who these Cylons are, but they, like the ones on the ship, but they won't kill them. They're keeping them around.
She was a sleeper agent. It's not like she knew. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if she knew. She's a robot.
Well, they're not really robots. They're a lot more advanced than just the tin cans on the, that do the fighting for them.
The way I think about it is if Data suddenly went bad, I think Picard would shove him out of the ship.
Data has gone bad plenty of times. Yeah, he does. They're like, what's wrong with Data? No, but I mean, there's a difference, though, because, well, I don't know, because they don't really go consistent with what the human-looking Cylons are. They don't exactly say what they can and can't do, and the things they do show, they stop doing. I.e., like having sex and having their spine light up. You think you notice that if you're doing it doggy style? If you're doing it doggy style, at least you think like Baltar would have noticed that. What's wrong with your spine?
Maybe they just never did it doggy style.
Yeah, I guess not.
Baltar's a sexual traditionalist.
If you think he would, yeah, I don't think so. I think he'd do like every position possible. That's my theory. But I don't stand by people thinking that show is hella good when it's clearly not when they leave New Caprica. So it's just I don't know, the writing's all over the place. And what's sad is it's not like after that is the fifth or sixth or seventh season. There's only four seasons. And you're like, wow, really? Because, most American shows, they just drag on.
Yeah.
Because they get renewed and they're like, oh, like Lost. Like, oh, it's also three or four seasons. Okay, it's making a lot of money. Let's go longer. Same for 24. Thank God that's a good season, though, now. But Battlestar, it's like, you only had four seasons. How the fuck could you fuck that up? And they did. Yeah.
Speaking of good seasons or good shows that are short, I finished Rome this week. And that's an awesome series.
I can never get into it. I did see that one episode where the dude, like, ripped out the guy's tongue or bit it out. And I was like, oh yeah. What the fuck? I was like, that's sick.
Yeah. That's a great show. Lots of violence and boobs and history lessons. So, yeah. What's not to like?
I like Deadwood better. I don't know why. I hate West Ends too.
I saw about half of the first season. I really liked it, and for some reason, I just never finished it.
Oh, you should. The end of the first season, beginning of the second. It's like hella good. Yeah. I don't know. What am I? I'm watching Monster Rancher. I'm still watching it. Episode here, episode there. It's good.
Do you watch Lost?
Nah, I can't. Nah, can never get into it.
I'm getting so irritated with that show. Like, this season has been really good, but they're still not giving answers for anything.
Yeah, I thought they explained it.
It's frustrating.
There's time travel.
Yeah, but they're not. They're just making things worse with time travel. They're not explaining anything. Like, all they've explained so far is how Ben went from, like, being part of the Dharma people to being one of the others.
He's the old white dude, right?
Yeah.
The bald guy.
No, that's Locke.
Oh.
Ben is he's the leader of the others.
Right. See, the only character I remember was the old bald white dude, the good-looking guy.
I hate Matthew Fox, Jack on the show. I can't stand his character.
The fat guy.
The Hurley.
The black dude from Oz.
He's gone.
And the kid who got kidnapped.
He's also gone.
That is all I remember.
I don't think there are any black people on the cast at the moment.
Oh, and the Asian guy, because I've seen him on interviews and stuff.
Yeah, he's a good character. He wasn't at first, but they really developed him this season.
Yeah, man, sorry, I can't help you. I don't watch Lost.
At this point, it might be better just to wait for it to be over and watch it all at once.
Lost suffers from that. Let's drag it out. When we had a 4-season pot lined up like Supernatural, but let's drag it out.
Well, they have said now that it's finishing, I think, next season. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff they could have cut out.
You think it'll finish on a high note? Or
I don't know. Like
a bad note like BSG?
If they don't answer anything, then it'll be a terrible note.
Well, maybe they won't. Maybe a character will just show up and then disappear at the end.
It's just frustrating. People coming back from the dead, but only certain characters. People just disappear and never to be seen again with no explanation.
Contract. Oh, Michelle Rodriguez was on there too. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Fast and Furious too for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. She's in the first one.
Isn't she like... I haven't seen the first one, but isn't she like his girlfriend all the way through the first one?
Yeah, she's his girlfriend.
In Fast and Furious, she's involved in the heist at the beginning. And then she gets killed off camera.
Oh.
Giving Vin Diesel his motivation to come back to L.A. or wherever they're at.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, man.
It happens like in the first 5 minutes.
That man is on my stack to watch, man.
And don't get your hopes up.
Oh, wow.
Terrible movie.
I don't want to see it. Yeah, I'm glad I never got into Lost. I think the one episode episode I watched in the beginning, I just didn't care about the mystery. That was on episode 2. And the characters didn't grab me. So, now that there's time... You'd think I would get back into watching it now that there's time travel. Because I love time travel and alternate reality stuff. But,
Well, they've just made it weirder. Like, a couple episodes ago, it was revealed that there's, like, an Egyptian tomb under the island. And the smoke monster comes from this Egyptian tomb.
I don't even know how there could be a smoke monster.
Well, they haven't explained that yet either. But apparently the smoke monster can make you see things if it wants to.
Well, yeah, smoke. It's like smoking weed.
But it makes like a machine noise every time it shows up. It's weird. I don't know. I want to know what's going on with all this crap, and they're not telling me anything.
See, when I listen to the Geekbox talk about it, I just kind of like glaze over. I don't know what they're talking about. I hear a lot. There's a lot of Egyptian stuff. I don't know. Go to like a lost wiki. Wiki.
You know, I don't think that's going to help. They just haven't said it in the show yet.
Well, their guys got theories and stuff.
I don't want to hear theories. I want facts. I want answers.
Well, they might point out stuff. They're like, oh, this happened in this one frame because there are a lot of geeks. I don't know, man. I went to a Star Trek wiki. I probably shouldn't have done that. I stayed up a bit late. Nah, because I'm reading these books, and they're really fucking good. And then I guess I skipped a couple books ahead in the series, or the post-Nemesis. And I wanted to know what happened previously. Even though they kind of tell you, I kind of wanted to read more in-depth. And it's good stuff. The Borg are back, man. And they're not assimilating, they're annihilating.
How are they back? There's nothing going on with Star Trek right now.
Well, this is the books. Unlike Star Wars, they're all canon, unless, you know, a prequel, three of them come out and then just decide to piss on the books. Until that happens. But, so...
That may happen, like, in a month.
No, it won't happen. No, Star Trek explains, though. Star Trek explains their stuff.
No, I'm not... I'm saying that I've heard nothing. Everyone, all the reviews I've seen of the new Star Trek movie say it's great, but it might just like completely screw with the continuity of Star Trek or whatever.
Well, considering the continuity of Star Trek changes regularly, it's like no big deal. But they've always explained it. The Star Trek universe works on the quantum physics theory, the latest one for the latest show or episodes. So, like, that's how stuff always changes. That's why there are alternate parallel universes. So, this one will be a new parallel universe. Kind of like when Sisko went back on DS9 and he became Gabriel Bell. Or when Data was talking about it in that one episode and there were, like, three of them or something. Yeah.
I hate parallel universe stories.
I love them. Did you know Harry Kim died in Voyager? But like an alternate, no. I saw that episode a couple weeks ago, and I forgot. I completely forgot about it because it was pre 7 of 9, and pre 7 of 9 episodes generally suck. But
I've seen like 3 episodes of Voyager total.
I forgot what it was about, but there was an alternate Voyager. I forgot why they were merging or something. The universe was for some reason, and then Harry Kim died, and then the other Harry Kim like replaced him. I was like, oh shit, a cast member did die on Voyager. Kind of. Gid never got mentioned again, I don't think. I mean, to me, I'd be like, yo, dude, you know, you're not even my real Harry Kim. If we were to analyze your shit, you'd have a different quantum signature. Yeah. No, I think it's good. I don't mind it. But yeah, so the Borg are killing everybody, right? Because I guess you watched the end of Voyager at least, right? Last episode?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me catch you up. So Janeway destroyed like the transwarp hub and really pissed the Borg off. And I guess the Borg tried to send a ship, and somehow Janeway got assimilated and became the Borg Queen. And then they defeated her. But before or after that, Picard became Locutus again, and then they defeated the Borg. And now the Borg are just like, right, fuck assimilating. We're just going to send tons of ship after you. And they don't know how they're sending the ships. Like, they're getting past their first line of defense and just appearing and then destroying worlds and shit, killing billions of people. And only the Enterprise is having any luck because they're using like the transwarp torpedoes from future Admiral Janeway. They reverse engineered it. But they didn't send it out to the rest of the fleet because they're like, well, if the Borg gets a hold of it, we're fucked. So it's just one ship blowing up. And the other ships are getting lucky or like kamikaze. Oh, it's good stuff, man. Because Voyager made the Borg not scary again. And then the books are making them scarier. Can't wait to see how it ends.
It seems kind of stingy of the Enterprise to keep all the special torpedoes to themselves.
No, this is an order from Starfleet. Because the Enterprise is the flagship. But, and then Picard's like, can we send the specs to Ship A over there? Who's about to get their ass whipped by the Borg? And they're like, no, no, no. The Borg intercept it, and then they'll be able to adapt to the future technology, and they'll be more powerful. What sucks is I kind of know how it ends. Because I went on the wiki to find out what happened between when Janeway got assimilated and to now. I was like, what books did I miss? And then they told me what happened at the end of this trilogy. I was like, oh, that sucks. I kind of know what's going to happen. Yeah. And then Riker is on his own ship. And apparently, I Googled those books. Or I wikied those books. And like less than 15% of his crew is human. So it was really interesting. But the problem with all these races, you're like, what do they look like? Because they were never on the show. There's like this dinosaur guy, doctor. And I'm like, wow. And you kind of picture stuff in your head, but you're like, I don't really remember what this guy looks like when he's talking. So that's the downside about reading the books. If they were never on the show, they're not going to overly describe it, and you're just not going to picture it. But
I read the books all the time when I was a kid. I haven't read one in years.
Oh, these are great, man. These books are great. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. How long have you been yammering on? The game's on. I kind of want to watch the game. Come on, Denver! Give me my broom! Alright, you want to talk a little forum static? Unless you got some other random stuff to go.
Nope.
Hey, what do you think of the new forum layout look design?
I hate it.
Really? Why do you hate it?
I just don't like the way it looks.
Is it the orange?
The orange isn't as bad as when he first changed it, because he's kind of toned the orange down some. But yeah, the orange is a little much, kind of hard on the eyes.
Yeah, you know what I hated is when he first did it and there's like the huge, like 2 inches on each side.
Yeah, it was supposed to be centered, but it wasn't lined up right or whatever.
Even if it was centered, it's like there's a bunch of space, there's dead space on the sides. It didn't make any sense.
Well, when you're doing a web design that's a static size, you have to do it like that. Because you have to design for like the lowest resolution that people use, so most of the time you can't make your frame bigger than like 800 pixels. So if you're using a real high res monitor or a big monitor, you end up with a lot of space on the side.
Now even I have like a small laptop screen, and there's still a lot of space.
But are you using a high resolution?
I don't know.
Like 1200 or so.
I'm not gonna look. I don't mind the design now, except for the ad. Now the ad has a whole bunch of...
Well, yeah, the ad takes up a bunch of space, and there's less threads per page now.
Yeah, I don't like the less thread per page. It makes me go to page 2.
I'm glad it's only the CGS one, though. Not they haven't put that on the others, so that's...
I think isn't he going to?
I hope not.
He should. You gotta uniform it. But nah, the ad, I don't mind the new design except for the ad. I mean, it's easier to see now, which is good. But why don't you just make the ad take up the entire screen? There's like 6 inches of background black space on each side now. It's, it kind of sucks, but whatever. Did you see that one thread about Bill Maher? Maher?
Uh-uh.
I want to say Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill, you know who Bill Maher is, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, he said, yeah, there was a show where he was talking to Ron Howard, And he said,
I did see this thread.
The comic book movies, and they're all like, and people were all in a hissy fit, and their panties in a bunch. I don't know. What'd you think about it?
Oh, they kind of are all like, I mean,
that's
true. Not every single one, but there's like, you know, three or four different like comic movie templates, and every movie's going to fall into one of those.
Three or four. Well, I was thinking one or two. So when it comes to superheroes stuff, anyway.
Well, you got like the superhero who's doing it for fun, like an Iron Man type thing. Got the people who are doing it out of guilt, like Spider-Man, and who are fun but also kind of depressed at the same time. Then you've got like Batman.
Well, yeah, he's doing it out of guilt too.
It's not the same as Spider-Man though.
No, it feels that way to him because he couldn't do anything to save his parents when he was a kid.
Yeah, but Batman's survivor's guilt. Spider-Man, he literally is responsible for Uncle Ben dying.
No, that was the Sandman. as retconned in Spider-Man 3.
I'm ignoring Spider-Man 3. That's a stupid movie.
See, to me, I think I don't know. But I don't know why people got all upset. I don't get why people...
But that's true of anything. I mean, how many different types of romance movies are there? Or action movies, whatever. They're all more or less the same. You just change a few characters and change specifics of the plot. But it's still the same basic, you know, basic layout.
It's basic plot. Like how urban fantasy is all the same. Same plot. I can do that in my sleep. Yeah, I don't know. But what bothered me is what people got all their panties in a bunch. He didn't say it, if you see the clip, to attack him. He was just like an offhanded comment, you know. Like, don't worry about it, Ron Howard. All this shit's the same. I don't know. I like Bill Maher. He's interesting. Have you seen his religious movie, whatever it's called?
No.
Oh, no. Well, I'm asking the wrong guy. I want to see it. You watch every movie. How do you not see that one?
I don't, like, to watch a documentary, it has to be something I'm actually interested in. And I'm not interested in documentaries about religion either way, whether it's, like, pro or anti. I know what I believe, and I don't really care what other people believe.
Right. See, there's this guy who replied about Bill Maher. He kind of sounded like he took it personally. All right, let me quote. Sibling 2 says, "Fuck Bill Maher's douchebag ass. He was funny on PI, but now he's just a dick. A scuzzy dick at that, dating women who wouldn't let him carry their purses before he got rich. Douche. Try being funny again, Bill." I'm like, wow, dude. You need to calm down, man.
I don't think Bill Maher's funny either, but I don't. It's not because he's insulting comic book movies. He's just not funny.
No, I think he's funny because he's honest. he says shit I would say. That's why I think he's funny. I'm like, oh, that's not what I say. Anyways, I thought that was an interesting thread. Here's another
one. I don't understand why people get so upset about that stuff. I mean, if you like it, who cares what other people think?
I know. Well, if they feel as if they're being attacked personally, I'm like, dude, you're not even... If you made the movie, or made a comic book movie and worked on it, I could understand.
Yeah, maybe, but these are people who just watched them.
Yeah, yeah.
They may not even like the comic book movies, but because they like comics, they feel obligated for some reason to defend everything involved. It just doesn't make sense.
It's the whole fanboyish. It's the same fuckers that love Firefly. Fucking hell. Fucking hate. I'm starting to hate that show more and more as the years go by, and I haven't even watched it in years. I just hate fanboys, to be honest. I'm like, dude, just chill, man.
Well, it's good you're doing a comic book podcast then, where most of the audience consists of fanboys.
I like fans. I don't like fanboys. I don't like... Which is worse, fanatic or fanboys?
I think they're pretty much the same.
Well, I think fanatics will kill you, like in Wesley Snipes' movie, The Fan. That's a good movie.
Yeah, but I think Fanatic and a fanboy are the same thing. It's just for different things. Like if you like something nerdy, like a movie or a comic book or whatever, you're a fanboy. If you like something like manly, like sporting or whatever, then you're a fanatic. It's a different term for the same thing.
No, see, I think fanboys and fanatics, they take it to a whole like another level. Like that dude that really took it personally, I think he's fanboy. Fanboys and fanatics can be scary. Like, I don't know. Man, they're scary, man. They think they're kind of as scary as the guys at sports. They use we. I'm like, dude, you're not playing. You're not even the towel boy. What is this wee stuff? Those people, they scare me too. Oh, what a shot. Big shot. No, not big shot, Bob. Mr. Big Shot. Man, it's hard to do this podcast and look at the TV at the same time. Denver's taking the lead. All right. So, there's this other interesting thread. By this guy that can't spell, though. Sorry, there's no, when you spell having, you take out the E. But did you see it? He calls having problems with a neighbor. Any help is appreciated.
That's the one about the dog or whatever.
So as a
I
good,
read like the, I saw like the first post on it. I haven't looked at it since.
well, so as a good Christian boy, what would you do? Should I remind you? Let me remind the people. What this guy said. He says, I'm having. Look, he spells having right in there, but he doesn't spell it right on the title, which is probably more important. Anyways, I'm having problems with an elderly. Oh, he forgot. N. With a elderly neighbor. Last year, I found him in my yard yelling at my dog because she barked at a dog going by. It was a few barks, nothing very long. The dog did not start barking bad until she trespassed in my yard. Oh, yard. I talked to her. No offense, 80s Brandon, if you're listening. I talked to her and told her that she was barking at a dog, and she said she has had three dogs that never barked. This weekend, I found her yelling at my dog again for the same reason, and my dog reacted in the same way from the trespassing. She started smearing. What? Smearing at me? That she never had a dog like this, and she is going to take action at me. What the fuck? I called the cops. They said that if the dog is not barking when they are there, there's nothing they can do. The dog has saved my life one, woke me up in a fire, and protected me from a fox.
A fox?
I know a
Why do you
fox.
have to be protected from a fox? They're like the size of house
Yeah, I
cats.
know. The funny thing is, he capitalized Fox, and I immediately thought of Fox Network. It's like, wow, I guess.
It's like the people from Moment of Truth showed up at his house and the dog chased them off or something.
And scared away a thief. The dog is only doing what she is trained to do, too. Do you think I am wrong? Should I file a complaint every time she trespasses? Is there anything else I should do? You're reading that sounded very weird. Yeah, so what would you
I'm
do?
kind of on the old lady side. I hate barking dogs.
You have a dog or a cat?
Cat.
Oh yeah, you're the old cat lady. But you're not older lady.
At the same time, I mean, yelling at a dog to stop barking isn't going to make it stop barking if you're not the owner, so it's kind of a waste of time on her part, too.
There was some interesting stuff what people said. Vertigo One said, "Bake her an apple pie and apologize, whether you're wrong or not. Have a heart to heart. See what her concerns are. Tell her yours. Try to work something out." Vertigo One, you're a far better man than I am. And then you got shit like Nightclaws. I try and be patient and reason with her. Extend the olive branch before potentially making things worse.
Maybe put a lock on your fence so she can't come in your yard and yell at your dog.
You know what I would do? I'd scare her. Get the fuck off my yard, lady. She wouldn't go by again. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I got all right neighbors, but I only live in an apartment complex. They don't really bug me, so my weird hours. Yeah, man. I don't know. And I only have a turtle. I haven't had a dog in years.
Yeah. Your turtle make a lot of noise?
Yeah, she's always fucking hungry. I want food. I don't know. See, most of these people, though, they're saying, like, be nice to her or call the cops. Like, oh, really? Cops got better things to do, dude. Why don't you handle yourself? Hey.
I'm confused. If he has a dog in the backyard, he must have a fence.
Yeah. And then tell her to get out the fuck off your property.
So if he has a fence, put a lock on the fence gate, and then she can't come into your yard to yell at the dog.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
And get one of those shock collar thingies for your dog, so when it barks, it zaps it.
I think someone suggested that, but I forgot what they said. Well, I think he'd want the dog barking, because it saved his life in a fire, it saved him from Fox Network, and it saved him from a thief. I don't know, dude.
Keep your dog inside, unless it needs to crap or whatever.
I don't know. All these people with their... the world's gone soft. All these people... Call the cops! Hand it yourself! Scare the bitch! I don't know. Or scare the dog, if the lady... If the old lady's listening, scare the dog. They won't bark anymore.
If the old lady's listening, give the dog some rolls with antifreeze in them.
That's just wrong, Jonathan.
That'll shut it up for you. Actually, one of our neighbors did that. So my sister had a dog a long time ago, but one of our neighbors did that. Gave it like some of Charlie's rolls that had antifreeze inside of them.
What'd you do to the neighbor?
Well, we didn't know who it was because they just threw it over the fence.
Should have. Surely you could have figured out who it was, because they would have warned you, right?
And we never had any complaints about the dog or anything.
They would have looked at you funny while you said hello, Jonathan. They need to go, oh, that fucker is up to some. They have that look. Yeah, and then you just go and retaliate. That's how we handle stuff. Nah, we do it legally. Call the cops. No, don't call the cops.
What are the cops on either side of that, though? What are the cops really going to do? You got some crazy old lady screaming at your dog. That's not breaking any law. And you have a dog barking in your yard whenever, like, a dog walks by or someone comes into the yard. That's also not against the law.
I don't know. The cops say they can't do anything unless the dog was... barking while they're there. Maybe she's just evil and that's why they're barking. That's kind of why dogs bark at me sometimes. they look at me funny and they can see whatever babies and kids can see. Sometimes it scares them. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's all. Oh, there was a recent interesting thread about who the smartest people in the Marvel Universe are. I think they're all wrong. Yeah.
I posted mine on there.
There's really Thanos and Layla Miller. I mean, come on.
Layla Miller's not smart, though. It's like her mutant power to know things. It's not...
She knows well. Well, it depends how you define smart, right? That depends.
I define smart as just all-around smart. Like, Reed Richards is all-around smart. Tony Stark is all-around smart.
What do you mean by all-around smart? Because I'm thinking they're not smart.
Like, they have a high IQ.
Oh, see? Well, okay, that's a different definition. See, that's not the definition I work off of when I think of smart. Because Reed Richards, he's a terrible father, he's a terrible husband, not very smart.
That doesn't make him less smart.
Sure. Because he's not mindful of the things that are going on around him.
So he's absent-minded, but that doesn't make him not smart. Him less... I mean, Einstein couldn't tie his own shoes. Does that make him not smart?
Yes. Well, I'm saying, like, he doesn't have, like, if you put Reed Richards, he doesn't have, like, street smarts, right? That's what I think. I'm like, yeah, book smarts is nice, but it means shit when you're all alone and your family's left you because you're a douchebag. And, like, Dr. Doom, who wears a fucking mask that burns himself? You're not smart. Tony Stark, you got an alcoholism problem. You're not that smart because you like drinking...
He's working on that.
See, I'm thinking, like, all these guys, they got... even in, like, a battle, I would follow none of them in a battle. Because they're not, say, as smart as Captain America. That's why he does the leading.
Well, maybe not when it comes to fighting, but Captain America can't invent like an alternate energy source or a suit of armor or something.
Yeah, well, he's doing all the tactics, and he's like the best fighter in the Marvel U. I wonder who would win, Captain America or Warlock? Warlock pre annihilation, I guess.
What are Warlock's powers?
Well, Warlock, well, like Captain America, he's supposed to be the pinnacle of humanity, right? The pinnacle of humanity now. And Warlock's supposed to be the pinnacle of the next or the final evolution step of humanity. And he's a really good fighter. Or he was a really good fighter. Nowadays,
I would say that if he's the pinnacle of where humanity is going, that would give him the edge.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it's just the next step or like the pin, because I don't know if his power is I can come back from the dead. But he was like a really good fighter himself. So, and they're both physically hand-eye and all that. They're just, I don't know who would win. But who matters? Who cares? One's dead and one got rewritten and has magic now, so that's the moot point. It's a moot point. So yeah, you don't like Amadeus Chow, huh?
No, I find him a little
like him.
Douchebag.
That's why I'm reading Incredible Hercules. I think he's great. About time we get some Asian love in here. Korean. Is he Korean? I think he is. He's cool. Too bad the coyote was a Skrull. But, hey, what are you going to do? Oh, play some defense, JR. What are you doing? Fucking flopping. Alright. That's all I got on interesting forum threads. Shall we get started? Oh, wait. Before we get started, I found new words of wisdom. Not from Grant Morrison. Which, these aren't that good, to be fair. And this is short. And so this is words of wisdom for the week. It's brought to you by Brian Azzarello on people who don't understand 100 Bullets, especially the later issues.
What do you say? Somebody says it's too complicated. Am I supposed to say, no, you're too stupid?
Hey, there you go, people. You don't understand 100 Bullets, you're too stupid. I should have stuck with
him. Does anyone understand 100 Bullets?
The guy who was interviewing him. I should have stuck with Grant Morrison. He's a lot more entertaining. Speaking of which, though, but I was watching that YouTube video from Fanboy or something. That is like how not to do an interview 101. Now, I don't know. Alright, I'm going to preface this. That whole interview, I don't know if Brian Azzarello is a cool guy or a dick or a bad interviewer or he was just having a shitty day or one of those.
Where is this interview from?
I YouTubed it. Because you could tell immediately when it started, his body language was like, oh my god, you again? No, I think it was like it might have been at a con, and he was doing sign-ins, so he might have just been tired, or he might have just been like, I fucking hate interviews, and I'm a dick, with a hot wife, you got a smoking wife. So I don't...
I've seen him on a couple interviews, and like on some panels, and he seems to be just a dick.
Oh, well, I guess he won't be on the show then. I don't think anyone's going to be on the show. Oh, well, if he's just a dick, baby, I guess he's just a dick. But the guy who was interviewing him, he interviewed him like a fanboy, and that is like the last thing you want to interview. And then this is bad. Now, after the show, you get a chance to watch it. You can tell Azzarello, his body language is like, I'm dealing with this fuckhead. And then the other guy's like, yeah, I'm a fanboy. I really love your work. Let me make a funny joke here. Oh, I'm not that good. It's not that funny, though. And then it's terrible, man. It's terrible. Don't interview people like that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's bad. It's bad, but hilarious. But, that's all I got. Just remember, people, you're too stupid. Maybe that'll be the title for the show. I don't know. I fucking hate these titles, by the way. Did I mention that?
Several times.
I'm out of cough drops.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Philippa Ballantyne has taken you to worlds of flesh and horror, walked you through Renaissance England and the realm of the Fae. But now she takes you somewhere no patio book has ever been. New Zealand. Step into the alternate history of Aotearoa, where magic and madness go hand in hand, where ancient power threatens to tear the world apart, where a reluctant sorceress is our last hope. Visit weatherchild.com or subscribe to iTunes.
All right, kick us off, Jonathan, with whatever the fuck we're talking about today.
All right, well, this episode, talking about the Sandman Doll's House and Crossing Midnight cut here, which is volume one. I guess let's start with Crossing Midnight. So written by Mike Carey, art by someone.
Jim Byrne.
Yeah. Did you like the art?
Yeah. Oh, you're not gonna summarize it there?
Well, I was just flipping through looking at the art.
Yeah, I like the art. You know what? I could tell who's who, even though they're all Asian, without the Super Saiyan hair, and they I could tell who's who.
I liked it better after the inker changed. Which is like after, I think, the second issue is where it changes. But anyway, so this is the story of a pair of twins, Toshi and Kai, who are born... their grandmother is a survivor of Hiroshima or Nagasaki, one of them. Nagasaki, I think. And before they're born, their father like makes a promise to some weird Japanese god that if the god will look out for his child, that he'll, you know, give him an offering.
It's not a god, it's a kami.
Isn't that the same thing?
Nope. Didn't you read the afterword?
No.
Oh.
I don't read text pieces in comic books.
No, like, kamis are different than god. Kamis are like the equivalent of Westerners. What did he say? Like, goblins and fairies and shit. Like, there's a kami for everything.
Kamis are spirits that live within ordinary objects or govern natural phenomena.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty then. So, anyway, I guess the parents didn't know at this point that they were having twins. So, when the kids were born, one is born, like, before midnight, one's born after midnight. And apparently that's important, but... He doesn't really get into it all that much. So, but anyway, the girl twin has this thing where like nothing can cut her. Any kind of sharp object, if you try to cut her with it, it just ends up breaking. And then the boy has kind of an opposite type power where any kind of sharp object coming at him will just move aside for him. So, when they get to, like, does it say a specific age? I don't remember. Like, early teenage-ish. The Lord of the Knives, who is a weird-looking dude, and named Aratsu, something like that, he shows up to claim the girl as his offering that the father had promised. So she refuses, and he tells her that he'll give her time to think about it and come back. And also says that there's going to be consequences for saying no, and just, like, butchers their dog. There's a lot of blood in this book.
Yes, there is.
So, time goes on, and she's trying to get a gun, like, so she can shoot this guy. But it doesn't work, so he shows up again and tries to fight them, and that's when the boy finds out that he can do this, like, pushing sharp objects aside thing. So, eventually the guy shows back up, trying to claim it again, and he kills their mother, And in order to, like, get her mother brought back to life, the girl promises to go with the guy. So then the rest of the book is the boy trying to figure out how to save his sister from this demon spirit thing. And he gets involved with some other Japanese, like, I don't know if they're supposed to be the same kind of thing as the knife guy or what, but it's like a dragon dude, and then chick who looks like Lady Deathstrike from the Wolverine books, and his dad gets involved in the mob, but, so.
Yeah, they're the same. They're Kami. Kami. Come on, Jonathan, say it with me, Kami.
Kami.
You sound like a Westerner trying to, and, oh.
I'm going to give you a little, let you in on a little secret. I am.
No. Well, you picked it. Why did you pick it?
Someone talked about it and said it was good. I think it was on iFanboy. They had talked about it. And I like Mike Carey, so it was, I thought it was worth picking up. And I enjoyed it, but not enough to, like, go out and look for more.
Okay.
So I've read the first trade, but I haven't finished the series at all.
Okay. I thought it was good. You know, it felt very Japanese instead of, you know, how most things I read or watch, they think anime, manga, or samurai are cool. But they always get it wrong. L5R. I know one listens that plays that stupid game. Why am I still playing it? So, I don't know, the story itself, it was basically a fairy tale, just a Japanese one. And I wanted to know more, you know, being a Westerner, where Carrie's idea came from. But since I'm lazy, I never got around to looking into it. I probably could have. Quick Google search. But, I don't know, it's a quick read. I wonder what's that guy's name? Aratsu. I wonder what he wants. I think I already can tell how the story's gonna go. It's gonna be like a fight between Aratsu and Saburo. No, not Saburo. That's the kid's name. What the fuck's the dragon's name? Whatever his name is. I can't find it. I'm reading it. Oh, whatever. Whatever. I think him and Aratsu will fight. Ah, Rinjin. Lord Rinjin. Or just Rinjin. You know what I didn't like? I didn't like the whole Yakuza storyline. That was shit. That seemed forced and out of the blue. Like, hey, I'm the dad. I'm a shipping clerk. Oh, shit, I'm laundering money. Oh, the Yakuza come to kill me. I don't know. No, but it was good, I think. People should read it, especially if they like Japanese type stuff. Yeah. I kind of do want to know what's going to happen to the sister. I don't know. Maybe I should just open up Vertigo Encyclopedia and read it again. I don't know. How many trades is this, you know?
It's three trades. I think 15 issues maybe total.
That's it. That's not bad. I think they would have. Why didn't they put them all in one?
Beats me.
Because it's kind of short.
It's 19 issues.
Oh, okay. Why don't they put them all in two? Make it a little bigger. So short. You know what I hated? I hate the cover art though. When I first saw this, I was like, wow, I don't think I'm gonna like it. But I did like it. But I am wondering what, like, how useful is an ability to not be cut by sharp edges when there are bullets? Like, what do you do for that?
I guess he should have made his offering to the god of lead or something.
Well, no, because they tell why a few hundred years ago before there were guns. In that war, that lady who wanted her husband back. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, that's how they got the whole coven thing, or whatever. The altar. You don't know?
What are you talking about?
Ooh, I had sneezed there. The story behind where they get the altar. You know, for the god, the Kami.
The altar, you mean?
Yeah. Didn't you read? Did you read this? You don't remember this? The lady, the grandma said.
Huh.
Where'd you get the shrine? Oh, let me tell you this shrine's history. The wife and the husband. She wanted the husband to come home, and she was praying in the Kami of sharp objects or knives or whatever he's called. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't really care about
I'm
that.
I'm saying there were no guns back then. So there was no Kami of guns. Kami of bullets. Although I think sharp objects or knives would probably be practical. I cut myself the other day. Fucking hell. I also burned myself the other day. I got marks to show for it. And they never go away. Yeah. I'm tired of seeing commercials for the NFL draft. God damn it, who cares? It's just fucking draft. Yeah, I don't know. I might be interested in picking up the other trades. It's a lot better than Fables. I'll take the Eastern fairy tales over the Western ones. Because the Western ones, I have Disney movies. Boy. You just never get a good sense of what the Eastern culture is, except when they get it wrong. People think it's right. Genghis Khan was a good man. Yeah. What else did you think, Jonathan? I'm tired of talking.
I got nothing else on this.
All right. Short read, short review.
Yeah.
I think...
Keeping it short today.
Well, it's been a long episode already. I think Mike Carey's better work is Lucifer. So we'll get to in a couple weeks.
I think his better work is The Faker, which was just like a 5-issue miniseries. That was pretty good.
I haven't read it.
You'd like it. It's like some weird sci-fi stuff going on.
Well, I have it. I just haven't read it. All right, I guess we can get to whatever else is next.
All right, well, Sandman. Neil Gaiman writing it, and... there's a bunch of people doing their art in it, so. But there's about four different plots going on in this book. The main one being Dream trying to get things set up after coming back to his kingdom after he was stuck in that bubble thing in the first trade. And he finds out that some nightmares have escaped from his realm and are wandering Earth. So he's going to capture them back. At the same time, there's this girl named Rose, who is the daughter of the chick who was raped while in the dream unconsciousness thing in the first trade. And she's got this weird thing where, dreams are attracted to her. And if she's allowed to live, she's going to destroy the dreaming because of this. And then there's another subplot where the nightmares that are escaped are, just wandering Earth, causing havoc. Then a subplot where Dream is meeting with... he has this thing where he meets this guy every 100 years. Basically because the guy kind of made a deal with Death that she won't come get him until he, wants her to. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then there's a story that's the first issue in the trade about how Dream was in love with this chick in Africa, and because she wouldn't marry him, he sent her to hell, basically. And that comes back later. Actually, a lot of this stuff comes back later, but so yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
So, what did you think of it?
You know what I didn't realize? That this series of books are called The Sandman. No one ever calls it The Sandman. They just say Sandman. You know?
Yeah.
Just like I used to call Preacher The Preacher. That never had the attached to it. But you wonder if Joss Whedon read Sandman? See, look at it. Sandman. He read The Sandman and then got his idea from here. It's called The Doll's House. The Doll's House. And you think he did? Just like I stole it.
I don't even understand why it's called The Dollhouse. It's no, I don't understand the title of it.
This story or Joss Whedon?
No, I understand Joss Whedon's thing. I don't understand why this story is called The Dollhouse.
I would say, well, because Rose lives in her, what is it called? I didn't even know places like that existed. What is she lives in, like a real world type place without the cameras?
Like a hostel.
Yeah,
type
I
thing.
Didn't know America had that. America, or maybe just Gaiman just got his facts wrong because he's not American. He's English. And then you got those two nightmares that caused trouble. They had that guy who thought he was the Sandman in that house. And you could say the mass murderers and stuff, they played with people like a doll's house.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Seems kind of obscure.
Neil Gaiman's obscure. No, I thought... I didn't like the text in the beginning. Although they say... I guess that's why they say you can jump into any trade. Because they're going to recap it.
Well, they say that, but you really can't. Because a lot of the stuff ties into stuff that comes later. And, like, I guess it would make... Like, the stories later on would make sense within themselves. But you don't get the greater context within the overall story. Without knowing what came before.
Yeah. Well, maybe some people don't want to read on another level. That's why some people like the prequels. But I was worried about... I heard an episode of CGS. And Peter Rios was like, the first trade isn't indicative of how the series goes. And I was like, shit, I'd rather enjoy the first trade. Am I not going to like the rest of the series then?
I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I mean,
I don't know. I've only read
most
trades.
Most of the series is stories about people who have been affected by the dreaming or by dream.
You mean by his absence, and then, or that time?
No, just by him in general, like things that he has done or has not done, that sort of thing. And then at the end, he'll come in and affect it in one way or another. There's a couple trades that it's directly about him. But for the most part, it's about just normal people being affected by the endless, which is what the first trade is.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad the story's not really about Dream, because I don't like Dream. He's an emo gothic wanker who wears this god-awful looking gas mask that makes him look like... You ever watch the Mantis sci-fi show? There's like this black dude in a crippled chair, and then he would wear like this suit, and his face helmet kind of reminded me of Dream's helmet, but I don't think the nose was as long. I don't even think he had a nose, but it's very similar. Anyways, but no, I thought it was right. I don't know. I don't think it was as good as the first trade.
This is actually my least favorite trade of what I've read so far. Just because it's almost like there's too much going on. It's almost too much to keep track of as you're reading it.
Well, what I found interesting was the dude... I was curious how endless the endless were, actually, and if they spread to other aliens and stuff. And it is mentioned here. Because I was like, how endless can you be? What if humanity is dead? What are you going to do then? We're taking over.
Yeah, but they sort of talk about that in the first trade where Martian Manhunter knows who Dream is.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about... Oh, that's the one. Oh, yeah, that's what I didn't like in the first trade. The whole DC crossover.
Well, it's in this one, too. That Sandman guy who shows up a couple times is from a series that was in the 70s.
Wow. Really?
And he's in Infinity Inc., too.
Well, I don't read DC, because it's rubbish. Vertigo notwithstanding. Yeah, they're two different things, let's be honest.
Well, they are now. They weren't at first, though. When this... I'm pretty sure that this didn't switch over to being Vertigo until, like, the third trade or so. Maybe fourth trade.
I don't know. Not that old. I don't think I was reading... I didn't even know what a Vertigo was in the 80s, except the movie. But,
Yeah, this came out... The first printing of this paperback came out in 1989, so that's like 5 years before Vertigo actually became Vertigo.
What'd you think of the nightmares?
The only one that was actually kind of nightmarish was the Corinthian dude.
Yeah, I wasn't scared of the other guys. I didn't like the Corinthian storyline. A convention of murderers and killers. Well, that was kind of wank.
I thought it was cool. A cool idea. He didn't do much with it, but
yeah, that's what I found the problem. I found it funny that the Corinthian was like, "All right, let's fight." Nah, let's not. That was very anticlimactic. He didn't really do much, the Corinthian. I know he'll be back. I don't know when.
I don't think he is.
I think he is. I think I read it in the encyclopedia. He had like a huge page bio. It can't be more than this. Just this. Unless they do like, he'll be back in like flashbacks. Like in the, I don't know, who cares. How do you feel about the art?
Well, he's got his own miniseries.
Alright.
At some point.
There you go. Killing people. I don't know.
He also meets one of Constantine's ancestors.
Lady Constantine?
No, Charles Constantine.
Oh, that's strange. Normally you read about the girl.
During World War I.
The funnest war.
And I guess there was another miniseries called The Dreaming, and he shows up in that.
Oh, well. Well, I hope he shows back up. He's an interesting character. Yeah, what'd you think about the art?
I had the same problem I have with most of the art in Sandman. It's very 80s.
Very gothic. I don't know. It seems... I'm wondering why they use, like, 20 different artists. I'm exaggerating. There's only, like, 10.
There's actually five.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah. But there's a lot, though. It's like... I don't get why every other issue... This is, like, new artists. It kind of takes away from the story. Well, it does take away from the story. I don't know. This trade was okay. My favorite story, though, is the dude that lives forever. I forgot his name.
What's... Hob something. I'm pretty sure he shows up again, too.
Oh, yeah. He lives forever. He's got to show up there. He's like Wolverine. I wonder if he... Does he heal, you think?
Probably. I mean,
or does he heal normally?
He doesn't die, so.
Yeah, but if someone like chopped an arm off, would he be running around with an arm without an arm for the rest of his life? Because they say he's like getting hungry.
Well, maybe
sucks.
The Sandman would. Maybe the Sandman would heal him.
Can he do that? That's not his power. He's not a healer.
From what they've shown, he can do pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah, in the dreaming.
So he takes him into the dreaming and heals him and sends him back.
Yeah, but it's not... It's just because you're in a dream doesn't mean it's real. I.e. Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know. What would you do if you lived forever? What would you do?
Whatever I wanted.
What would you want to do?
I don't know.
I think...
Travel around, see the world...
See, I think the guy is wasting his immortality. He's not really doing anything. He's trying to get rich for like the fifth time. It's kind of jank. And I guess he becomes broke at some point. He's banging women, which is fine. I'd do that. Until I got bored of it. I'd probably even bang dudes, to be honest with you. I would do everything I could. Because I can. I'd be a sick individual. But he's not really doing anything. I think he could be an interesting character, but come on, dude. Do something with your life. Are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Seems like a waste. What happens if the place gets shut down? Closed down?
I guess they'll have to change locations.
Yeah, but it's not like... Dear Dream. Does he even know who he is? His real name? What does he call him?
Maybe not his real name. He must know that he's like something.
Well, he knows he's not. Yeah, but he doesn't know what he is, I don't think. Dear guy who's really pale.
And talks in black word balloons.
Maybe he thinks he's a vampire.
Maybe.
That's terrible. I kind of wish I could. I don't want to live forever, but I want to live for a very long time. Yeah. Well, what else? What did you think? You picked it.
I already said. It's better than a lot of the crap that's out there, but it's not my favorite trait of the series.
It's better than a lot of the crap. All
right. I guess if you like Neil Gaiman's writing, you'll probably at least be okay with it. But, I mean, if you're not into, like, complex storytelling and weird art, weird 80s art, then I would skip it.
I don't even think his storytelling is that complex. That's a good hard foul, Chauncey. Is a good hard foul.
I don't mean complex as in deep. I mean complex as there's a lot of stuff going on that all is somehow tied into each other. And it's sometimes a little hard to keep track of that. Just because there's so much going on.
I don't think it's that bad. I actually wonder, though, what would happen if we just skipped ahead? See how hard it'd be. The vortex. I like the old fat guy. He turned out to be a landscape. I don't know. My question is, why do they all look human, the Endless?
Because they're part of human existence, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, but they're not just part of human existence.
Maybe they look different to the aliens.
Maybe. It's hard to tell. It's all this art stuff. I don't know. I thought the first trade was better. Damn it. You know that bugged me? That house they were living in. It's very full of strange people. I gotta figure, was there like that? Were there hostels in the 80s America?
Yeah. There still are.
Really?
Just not as many of them.
I hear you. Well, we got so many motels, I'll figure what the fuck you need a hostel for.
Still think he was making that up.
See, I always think of it as a Euro thing. Would you go to a murderer's convention if you could?
Probably not. That doesn't seem like a very safe place to go.
If you're a murderer, you'd be fine.
But since I'm not...
that wasn't a flagrant foul. What are you killing me here? I think the Nuggets are going to lose. Yeah, I don't know. They had some weird people in that house, man. I didn't get the Spider Sisters. That is weird. Ken and Barbie. Weird. Like, you couldn't have just normal people that are living in a hostel?
I think a lot of that is tied into the time when it was written.
Yeah.
Like, the weird goth people and the hip kind of fading hippie culture, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and locking up the little brother with a padlock stuff, like, I don't know. It's all very 80s. A lot of fear. It's very strange. I don't know. It was alright. It's pricey. Shit, it's $20, dude.
This is one of the less ripping off ones, since there's a bunch of issues in it. Every trade of Sandman is $20, and some of them are like 5 issues long.
Those 5 issues better be like 42 pages. that's kind of jank. I don't know. I don't really have much to say about the Sandman. It's all right. I don't think it's the greatest, but I haven't read the rest of the series. I just wish the art was uniform. Unless they went into the Dreaming, then I figured you have a different artist. But turning my comic book to read upside down, it's not very fun. Or sideways, I should say. Yeah.
I know sometimes they do that, like trying to experiment with the art form, but most of the time I just find it annoying.
It's annoyed.
And all different sorts of type of lettering. It's annoying. I don't know. The art kind of just drowns out whatever storytelling, because it's all this, let's see what we can do. Let's do everything. I don't know. Whoa, that was a good shot, but he missed it. Yeah. Is there anything else you gotta say about the Sandman? The Sandman. This is strange.
Nope.
Alright. Should we wrap this up?
Sure.
There's 2 minutes to go and it's a 6-point game. I wanna turn off my stereo, goddammit. Alright. Well, I feel like we did a disservice to people. I don't know why.
How so? Because you were watching basketball the whole time?
I don't think we delved into it enough. I feel like we're missing something.
I don't know how much more we can delve into it without just flat out doing a page-by-page review.
You don't have to review. I don't even know what I'm going to do today. My mind's all over the place. My mind's telling me no. you know where that's from?
Yes, I do.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know that?
I'm a man of the world.
The hell you are. I'm surprised you know little R. Kelly.
I wish I didn't.
But my body. What happened to that?
I didn't know it was R. Kelly, but I've heard the song.
Look, I've seen his porno where he pisses on some girls. Very disgusting. Very.
Well, you probably shouldn't admit that since it's, you know, an underage girl.
I don't want to say collecting celebrity pornos, but I guess I was kind of. I guess I was kind of collecting celebrity pornos. I think I've seen them all. Oh, no, most. I kind of stopped downloading it because I was like, they're not good. They are not good. Although Kim Kardashian's hot, but...
That's the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
It's not... As far as that goes, it's not very good.
No, none of them are good.
Can't see anything.
I don't know. Yeah, alright. I guess he's wrapped this up. I'm hoping the Nuggets will win in the last couple minutes. Dan, NFL draft. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Next episode's picks will be Proposition Player. Or Proposition Player. And we will finally finish the greatest series ever, Preacher, by covering Preacher Alamo. Expect some kind of wrap-up and... new segments, I guess. And if they're not good, well, you can blame Jonathan. And if you want to leave a comment, have a question, or yell at us, or tell us why Sandman is the bestest series ever, as some people have said, which I can understand more than people saying Firefly is the bestest series ever. I hate those people. But at least Sandman is like the backbone of the Vertigo universe. I think, for the most part. Yeah, there's the website, mvfrovertigo.com. You email us at vertigocast@gmail.com. Visit the forums. And for now, the old forums, thecomicforums.com. Leave us a voicemail and not just call and hang up, which I seem to be getting a lot, at 206-888-2601. Well, leave us a review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/hellsfire. And Jonathan is... Well, what are you?
J_McFarlane.
Yeah. And I guess we'll see you in a fortnight. Good night, Malta.
Adios.
I grew up like a rolling stone. They gather no moss, steady roaming from home to home. Sometimes at a loss I had no control, but it helped me find myself and know my soul. So I started on the west coast with Pac and Snoop, and learned street smarts that they never taught at school. Teachers knew I was not a fool, didn't care what I wore long as I rocked the hottest shoes. And yeah, I thought I was cool, repping the west, and that seaside view I could never forget. Cali raised me into it, I'm forever in debt. It's where I learned to brawl in case someone ever would step. And yes, then I went overseas to sew and live with grandparents that I didn't even know. We couldn't afford all it takes, so I slept on the floor, feeling grandma's warm embrace.
Yep, we have Malta listeners. We have 4 times the Maltese listeners than Australian listeners. I know, I'm shocked too.
Speechless.
I gotta ask my friend. I'm like, dude, did you tell your family about us or something? Are these Maltese? So he's like, no, Mark, I don't listen to your show. Oh. That's what I'll probably say.